call a rollerblade birthday party.
Is there a lot of
90s pop? It's highlighted by the blue McCoy. That would be so fun.
I would do that instead of eating. Okay, you can try jelly and do for
birthday mine. Yeah. And have pizza and popcorn instead of.
Yes!
Kebabs from 3 weeks ago and more kebabs.
Is this being broadcasted?
Yes.
That's okay.
Yeah,
what's wrong with kebabs?
If they're good, they're nice.
Okay, so I have both Michelle's and Eric's aggregated repeating ideas, which we can go over now. How many did you end up with?
I think it was like 53, something like that.
More?
More. Yeah, because they were broken down.
Yikes.
I expected that.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I thought they were just going to be reorganized, but
more
work. Michelle, how many did you end up with? Okay, that's all right. Ouch. Which is?
No, we discussed it. He doesn't.
I do the heavy lifting. What?
I thought you were going to combine the two.
Well, how was that possible? I got yours, what, Monday?
No, for next week. I thought you were going to combine the two. I
was taking
S-O-J.
S-O-J?
S-O-J. I'm not
going to
say it.
I'm not
on the podcast.
So
you told us we could do this week.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I had no idea what he was talking about. Wow. I thought it was Piglet, so I was going, okay, gesso? We're going to gesso. I thought it was Piglet. Anyway, yes, so Valita and I will look at the two lists, but what were we going to do today then?
Not much. That's what I was saying.
Oh. Is that how you guys remember what we were going to do today?
My friend that we were going to have a discussion
of the game. You brought that up, but then it was said, well, we wouldn't be able to get through themes in an hour. That was
weird.
That's what I originally thought,
too. I think that first on the table was this idea of how we all go about individually trying. Yeah,
no,
that's not really how.
Right. That's not how it usually works.
I don't know what time of year it is. So we were going, I thought they had discussed overlapping things. I remember last
time
we talked about how my
impression
of the data was different
given
the text set that I was looking at.
Yeah, I couldn't have done this twice. I mean, I got Michelle's just today, so.
And that's why I thought that this week was like a nothing week.
A nothing week.
Based on which I didn't necessarily agree with, because I can't get ready to wrong. But, you know. But that's why it was took so long to figure out what we were doing in scheduling last week.
Yeah, I do. I do remember that. But I don't remember what we actually agreed on. Now, Deb and Melissa are the two experts in having had previous gone to war on previous projects. You've done previous tours of duty.
In my case, it was a dean who did more of this work since it was her dissertation topic. So she, I think, wanted to, like, we had a discussion about like some of the overarching themes, but she she put everything together.
So you guys, after you did the repeating ideas, you guys were done. That was it. She said, dismissed.
We did themes.
Oh, you did themes. Yeah. Okay.
But then that was very quick. And then after that, we were done.
All right. Deb, what was your experience? Right. And then after themes, you were done. All right. So why don't we look at some of these repeating ideas and see if they look familiar. Now, this is Eric's team.
Yes, we had no repeating from
Dad. Right. Maybe, Michelle, if you have your computer open, if you could open up your repeating ideas and then just check as we go down Eric's. How was the experience doing it again this past week? Did it seem to be easier? Did you see mistakes that you'd made from last week? All of the above?
Yeah, it seemed I was able to, like, oh, I remember reading, and I'm using, because I remember Sylvia had given this tip of using the five through the bar four docket. I'm like, I remember that in prayer came up more than once, so that would have to be a repeating idea, so I can use the find option to organize it in a different way. I haven't already thought over it once and kind of see myself into it.
Wow, using find, using the search feature. I didn't think about that. Auerbach and Silverstein don't mention that. Oh, the cheaters come out of the woodwork. Alyssa.
If you want, I can read you these instructions on what we did with the
yeah.
That's helpful.
Let's hear it.
So she said first, let's see, she gave us a general idea of how many there would end up being. Then she said the process is similar to how we organize repeating ideas. Your first repeating idea is your starter text. You'll look for other repeating ideas that are similar and put them on your common theme. For example, receiving support online, feeling understood and validated online by people of online communities as a source of confirmation and encouragement. And she said try to be as creative as you can in your titles. And you may have orphan repeating ideas. Again, like we did last time. And then you decide if you could fit them in anywhere else. And then after that, you're done. So.
Okay, so here's the first repeating idea. Dad cleans up the juice. Okay? Now, we look for repeating ideas that seem to fall into that same kind of theme, right? We might as well do it for both texts, both documents.
Is this one where we're going to join our repeating ideas?
No, we might as well start doing themes now, right? We can finish it next week. Why not? If we can. If not, we'll just stay until midnight. You have to cancel your case. You know, I mean, just little things. All right, then we have boy cleans up juice. So maybe we call this theme males clean up juice. What do you think?
But there might be something else that fits under there. Like you might find dad does chores and boys
that might, chores. But that might be another theme. What do you think? Well, parents cleaning up juice would include males for this, right?
You can't use an idea in multiple things.
Oh, so each theme goes under only one, each repeating idea goes only under only one theme.
Yeah.
Right, I remember reading that. Okay.
Yeah, she said when we're done, or disagreement
and then talk about it again. I guess I was just
wondering if being more broad instead of just being specifically cleaned up juice, could it be something more broad than males being chores?
Well, how about males clean up?
Because I don't know that necessarily overarchingly male, in my experience, in the text was that chores, And the young male, which might be speaking more generational roles, would engage in household work, particularly outdoor work. I didn't see anything of dad doing any chores. And ours, we didn't get a repeating idea of cleaning up juice. So for me, my experience was very
different. Oh, you didn't get dad cleaning up juice at all?
A repeating idea on our end, no.
Oh, we did have one.
We had one, but it didn't become a repeating idea.
It was an orphan text? So it was orphan text?
Yes. So okay. Only one child said it, so it didn't become a repeating idea in ours. My dad cleaning up the gym.
Okay. So.
So males cleaning up might be too broad. It might.
Yes.
Go beyond the scope of dad's, actually.
How about children clean up? And then parents clean up? Would be another theme.
But isn't females put up?
Yeah.
As well?
Because I feel like we're losing the gender component if we put parents.
So males clean up and females clean up?
And then.
But if you have males clean up, that obliterates the gender difference. I mean, the generational difference. Now, we could keep... Can a repeating idea become a theme?
It has to be two or more.
It has to be two or more?
If I remember correctly. You can have orphan repeating ideas, though.
Yeah.
Like, that dad cleaning up might not come under anything if we choose to use it as more of a generational role.
And this is the problem, though, that, you know, if two people, or if a couple of people have the dad coming up the juice, but most people have the mom, it's still, once we cut it into a theme like this, it's better.
Well, the issue is that then these become orphan repeating ideas, and we could do that, too.
But how do we decide that?
We go through all the repeating ideas.
I understand that, but that's a manipulation of our biases. Because it happened, and it happened a fair amount of time.
That might come somewhere into the narrative component.
Mm-hmm.
But then, whatever.
I understand your point. I get what you're saying.
We're just picking and choosing the ones we want to use.
We're just generating hypotheses, Eric.
But why even do that? If we're just going to eliminate the dad cleans up the juice and boy cleans up the juice, both of which are legitimate ideas.
I don't think we're just eliminating them, though, because we're going to fit them under different headings, like children clean up juice and maybe the dad doing it, which we saw relatively infrequently, was only.
Yeah, but if the children clean up juice, then you're eliminating female. Then you're eliminating gender because you can only put it under one or the other, as you just said.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the gender of the subject could come into effect in a repeating idea. So, for example, I noticed that in ours, in the repeating ideas of the male dog child cleaning up, there was more often a male subject. Correct me if I'm wrong, you might experience it differently. But a male subject that would have a male dog. Have problem solved by cleaning up the juice himself, for example. So that might add in another dimension.
But I thought we were right now considering, you know, changing the relations.
I know it's adding a complexity to it, but I'm wondering if that will make it less kind of rote as the way you're talking about. Like, oh, it's just going to be, you know, boys clean up, and that's, or children clean up, but that's losing its meaning. Maybe there's a
Your objections are duly noted, but I think we should move on.
Well, we can move on.
Okay. All right, so let's take this one. Children pick up the cup after it falls. Again, it's chore-like. Oh, but we haven't really found a theme yet.
Yeah, Well, because we haven't looked down on the list. Once you have the ideas of the juice, as could you take it as your starting text, then you should be, then you should go down the list of repeating ideas and see if any other ones might fit with that.
Okay. So your dad cleans up juice. So let's scroll down. I was hearing that people weren't finding that. Now we have Dad Kills the Monster, but that's very different from the role of housekeeper, cleaner-upper. So I think we should pass on that. Dad Beats the Monster, same thing. Parents Beat the Monster, Parents Attend to the Child. Boy Turns to is paired with Dad, and Girl Turns to paired with Mom.
See, it's interesting that that wasn't broken down to Mom or Dad tending to the child. Because I noticed that Mom was more often, at least in my experience, the one to tend to the child. I know that it would still be both repeating ideas.
Regardless of...
Well, what you meant by that, it was different. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, sorry.
I meant it more as that. If you notice the dolls, like the Sega doll always kind of stick to the father doll, mm-hmm. and not necessarily about like helping, it was just the way they were paired. And,
yeah. Even if they're walking yeah. together or like mm-hmm. yeah. things like that, like the kids turn. Yeah. So that's why we put them together, so basically saying that they turn to the same sex. Mm-hmm.
See, I noticed the same thing, but broke it down in like a different way. Of, like,
how did you do it, Brianna?
I think I did like same-sex pairing in a greeting situation, same-sex pairing in an activity situation, like mom and child gardening together or anything like that, and then just doing nothing, like they were just tended yeah. to be like, you know, mom and nothing, like it wasn't really complicated what they were doing.
I think that's category right there that you were talking about that last one, because we broke further down, because these ones are just like he goes to dad, or you know, mother's having Naga, or Sega lays down next to dad, so it's more just like general together, because we do also have like dad helps, you know, children when they're hurt. Mm. I mean, it might be yeah. one of the people lay out, but it might
should we continue? Dad helps injured child. Again, it's not household related. Grandma, children, adults instruct children to complete chores. That's different from the adult actually completing the chores. Grandma, family eat together, parents drink first. Children complete chores together, children. That's children completing chores. Children prepare tea. Children wash utensils. Girl takes care of firewood. Parents change clothing, provide gifts. Family members dig. It's not household chores. Parents do not help child. Parents instruct child, family members wash hands, boy cooks, not dad. Adults serve children, serving juice. It's not the same as cleaning up juice, right? Father eats drinks before other family members, goes to sleep before other family members. Mothers do things alone. Messes are not cleaned up. Professional attention. So that kind of is an orphan idea. Now we can go to the other text. look at that. What's that? Okay, you want to email it to me? G. Goodman? There we go. Male child approaches father. Children show respect. Child gets more juice. Child does not get more juice. Children play together. Parents bring gifts. Children are happy. Children hug. Children go out. Female child, male child, child or children. Child is paired. Family members sleep together. Mother disciplines, father punishes, chastises. Mother cleans up after the child. Female child cleans up. Mother pours more juice. Mother pours more juice. Child does not get any more juice. Mother tends to child when hurt. Subheading. Mother tends to, huh? Mother tends to child when hurt by taking child to hospital. Outside figures tend to child when hurt. Father treats wounds. Father takes child to hospital. Dad beats monster. Mom beats monster. Dad kills monster. Both parents. So mom never killed the monster. Only dad kills the monster. Both parents get rid of the monster. Children engage in housework. Naka cleans. Seika responsible for cleaning chores. So really, so this dad... Huh? Oh, there's more? Oh, okay. Females prepare food and or drink. Grandma prepares food. Mother prepares food. Female child prepares food. Seika prepares food. Parents provide supplied food. Both children serve prepare food. Parent-child affection. That's the first time I've seen that, parent-child affection. I think that's probably the only, that's an orphan text too. Orphan repeating idea.
It's hugging and kissing and greeting.
What's that?
It's hugging and kissing or bowing and greeting.
Okay. Yeah. Well, did you guys consider bowing to be affection?
I put it under some sort of ritualistic behavior upon greeting. Like kissing,
yeah. Okay. Adult gives child direction, outdoor work. Grandma and children bathe. Children thank grandma. Children playing. Child dies. Prayer, unrelated burial. Grandma is responsible for household duties. So no dad cleaning up. That was the only repeating idea that had anything like that going on, right? So then we have boy cleans up juice. Children pick up the cup after it falls. We want to classify that under boy cleans up juice, girl cleans up juice. What do you think? If we look at the specific relevant text you have here, Seika is picking up the cup. Here, Naka is picking up the plate. They get the cup down. Yeah, Seika doll. So this would go under boy?
Or children. No, the theme would be like children. Yeah.
Children pick up?
You can't call it boy if something is not good in there. Right?
Yes, but it needs to be children in general. So if you move the bottom two up to boy and two, they have the covered part.
Yeah.
And that could be boy.
Something like that. Okay. So maybe, so that eliminates our gender distinctions, but maybe the boys and girls, you notice, were cleaning up pretty evenly. Yes, no? Was there one gender that seemed to be doing more of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we found one girl. Yeah. Because if you go down to number 18, it's the girl in the school.
Okay. So we could include it. Here we conclude the boy cleaning up, but we would note in the narrative that generally speaking, it was the girl who was doing all the household work. Parents. Now 12 seems to be capturing something different, so we'll pass on that. Mom doing it. Pass on that. Really? So then maybe we write both children are equally participate in chores. Now here we have family completing chores together. Maybe that could go under like unified family activities. Yep, so here we got one. Girl cleans up spilled juice. Parents take child. Dad brings injured child. Mom helps injured child. Grandma takes care of children. Children converse with help grandma. Adults.
Girl.
Yes, there we go. 25. Now we're cooking, literally. Continue. Grandma prepares, cooks, family eat together, parents eat, drink, children complete chores together, right? Children prepare tea, cook the food. Now, that's not chores per se. Do we want to lump that in with the chores, or do we want to keep that separate?
I feel like there was something gendered about inside household work and...
Not related to cooking?
No. That's separate from cleaning.
Yeah, that's right. You want to keep it separate from cleaning?
It seems like separate.
Yeah.
There was more origin, like females across generations that were participating and engaging in preparation and serving of food at the call.
Okay, so should I take out 25 here? That doesn't fit.
To me, it seems separate.
Yeah, all right, so let's remove that. Thank you. Children wash utensils together, obviously. Greet parents, grandma. Girl takes care of firewood to set up fire. Now that's may or may not be outside. Should we include it? Well, think about Julius's house. They have a separate enclosure. Yeah.
But that's not, I wouldn't call that an indoor activity.
Okay. So we want to keep that separate? All right. Parents change clothing. Parents provide. Children play together. Family share meals. Grandma leaves. Members sleep. Family members dig. That's outdoors. Parents do not help. Parents instruct children. Family members wash their hands together. The boy cooks. How about that? Well, no, cooks, we're saying we're leaving that separate. Children call or approach same-sex mom. Children call or approach. Call or approach. Children search. Adults serve children. Father does eats, drinks. Father goes to sleep. Mothers do things alone. Messes are not cleaned up. Children receive professional medical attention. All right, so let's go to the other list. Male child approaches father first. Children show respect. Child gets more juice. Child does not get more juice. Children play together. Parents bring gifts. Children are happy. Children hug. Children go out to buy food. Female child approaches mother. Male child approaches father. Child or children pair with same-sex parent when greeting. Child is paired with same-sex parent. Family members sleep together. Mother disciplines male child. Mother disciplines female child. Father punishes, chastises. Mother cleans up. Female child cleans up. There we go. I'll go back and I'll put the number of the repeating idea in here. But. Mother pours juice. Child does not get any more juice. Mother tends to child when hurt. Father treats wounds. Father takes child. Dad beats. Mom beats. Dad kills. Both parents get rid of the monster. Child engages in housework. Chores. And we just take Naka cleans and Seika cleans. Take all three of those, right? Mm-hmm. Female prepares food, Seika prepares food, parents provide supply food, both children serve, prepare food, serve others. What about serving is not, we're not including serving?
I think they're serving food.
Are we including that in?
But if it's like cookings in there.
I guess food issues will maybe put separately. Anything related to food, serving it, cooking it, eating it, I don't know. All right. Adult gives child, outdoor work, grandma, children thank grandma, children playing, children dies, prayer, grandma responsible. So we have our second theme, children clean up. Everything seems to fit in there? Yes.
Maybe
I'll have a silly answer.
Since we split them into two different groups, just artificially based on, you know, so we just do the work faster, are we artificially creating more repeating ideas because things that would have normally gone under one repeating idea are now under two repeating ideas, and then those two are going into one theme, so it's making a theme seem more substantial?
Well, but we do know how many from each group goes into a theme. So, for example, for Children Clean Up, we know that Eric's group contributed 5 repeating ideas, and Michelle's group contributed 4 repeating ideas.
But those might have only been, those might have only been 6 repeating ideas total, but now they're separated out, like where it says maybe Knock It Cleans on their side, and we have Girl Cleans Up the Spilled Juice, that might have only been one repeating idea.
Yeah. And we didn't necessarily have to think more about how to combine.
Right, because they're so different.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, there are 3 repeating ideas here out of the 9. Girl Cleans Up, Boy Cleans Up, and Children Clean Up. Mm-hmm. Right? But it all goes under the theme Children Clean Up. I don't know if it matters how many.
I mean,
as long as you have more than one repeating idea, it can be a theme. All right. So, for example, we couldn't find another repeating idea. So that becomes an orphan repeating idea rather than a theme.
Yeah.
I see you wincing.
Make a theme, Dad cleans up.
Huh?
If you want to make a theme, Dad cleans up. But if you make the theme, Adult cleans up, then you have to pull that into Adult.
You could, but I'd rather put it in under Mother Cleans Up, because we have overwhelming evidence. There are many different relevant texts that indicate that the mother cleans up, but we have only one repeating idea about Dad cleaning up. So, to me, that's more of a genuine orphan repeating idea.
Yeah,
it really wasn't replicated anywhere else.
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering. I don't really know how... It's measured. Is it, you know, measured by the quantity of repeating ideas? To say that this theme outweighs another theme that might be contradictory.
Well, quantity is not it's not the yardstick here. As long as you have more than one, then you could call it a theme.
Well, I guess because we're not there yet. What if there's one that says Adults Clean Up and there's, you know, only 3 repeating ideas and under that theme, do we then say that Children Cleaning Up is more substantial than Adults Cleaning Up? I'm more confused.
It's a narrative idea that children are much more likely to perceive themselves engaging in
cleaning as opposed to adults. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm confused, because then we're having all those repeating ideas that really boil down to 3.
Well, what's your solution? What would you like to see happen?
It's too late.
It's too late.
No, I feel like if it would have everybody got, we didn't have enough time for everybody to go through all the narratives. I feel like by splitting them up, we created more data than we really have somehow.
Well, we did that to speed up the process.
Yeah, I understand.
We cut the process in half.
This is why at a certain point you said you and Felita were going to.
Eric, I just got your repeating ideas today.
I'm not saying
not yours.
At one point you said that this week is when you would do that.
So what are we going to use this time for?
I don't know, but if we're...
I thought this is the best use of our time.
That's fine. That's not the argument I'm making. The argument I'm making is that it was said to be done this way to assuage her concern, which is by combining the two of them. Regardless of the timing, I mean, that could be an issue.
If you don't think that this is helpful, we can stop now and we'll reconvene next week. Is that what you like?
I don't know. I mean, I have so many other issues that aren't, you know, with this that aren't really factoring in, so I don't want to be a vote on that.
How many want to continue this week? Okay, we'll see you next week.
helpful? It'll be helpful for this?
I don't think it was helpful between the two of us.